One, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Everybody shut up.
Secretary of State has arrived in Saudi Arabia as tensions continue building between the U.S. and Iran, which Mike Pompeo insists puts out information which is false.
I think it's really important for everyone to understand that the Iranians are out sowing disinformation in lots of places.
This is a top Iranian official threatens Washington.
Iran's naval chief, Rear Admiral Hossein Khanzadi, threatening to shoot down more U.S. drones. In comments carried on Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency, Khanzadi called last week's downing a, quote, firm response that can be repeated.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Some 400 people paying tribute to seven bikers who were killed in a crash with a pickup truck in New Hampshire. They were all members or supporters of the Marine Jarheads. And bestselling author Judith Krantz, who wrote Scruples, has died. She was 91. This is Fox News.
Thank you.
Unmotivated Monday.
Unmotivated Monday.
Being lazy can actually be good for you. It's been scientifically proven. Lazy people are less likely to experience burnout. Lazy people are more likely to be well-rested. Lazy people have greater focus on long-term goals. Lazy people have improved efficiency. In other words, they complete a task as quickly as possible in order to relax. That means they waste less time. And finally, lazy people have improved emotional intelligence. There you have it. It's okay to be lazy. Just don't slack off on your responsibilities at work.
Unmotivated.
Monday.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
It was a feast or famine over the weekend. For instance, on Saturday night, I went to dinner over at some friend's house in Wetumpka. I swear there was an inch and a half to 2 inches of rain. Unbelievable storm. So I was all excited to go home to see my home rain gauge, which had 0.00. And that's the way the weekend was. Lovely humidity again today. Another hot one with a high temperature up to about 94. Now, we're watching a complex of storms come out of Mississippi this morning. So this could be a little different today. We could see some mid-morning storms across the area. Maybe a line of stronger storms. We're keeping an eye on that. Otherwise, a sun and cloud mix. The storms fade out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, high in the low to mid-90s. Scattered mainly afternoon and evening storms around, then rain chances will spike up a few notches by Friday, Saturday, Sunday for here and the Gulf Coast beaches, so that could affect some outdoor plans by the weekend. Right now this morning we have, again, I've got to say, a lovely morning. When you have a temperature of 77 at a dew point of 75, you don't even have to take a shower because you walk out and you're just soaking wet.
I didn't take one.
All right. Oh, that's well,
there you go. Bailey, that's why you've been over there smelling him.
5 miles visibility and mist right now. And the temperature 77 at 6:08.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
And good morning.
I want to talk about Dylan Rings here.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning, Dylan Rings, which will be opening. You know, they'll be opening at 10 o'clock. Actually, not this morning. They're open. They're closed on Monday.
Are they?
Yeah. So, tomorrow they'll be open at 10 o'clock. It's a family-owned business, family-owned and operated, dedicated to excellent customer service. I know that because I've been there to visit them. In fact, Josh Ryder does some amazing stuff. You can see some of his work on Facebook, their Facebook page, I went by and talked to them, and he showed me that he has a gallery, a book, like a photo album of some of the stuff he's created. And then there's a story behind each particular item, because you go in, you talk to Josh, you tell him the occasion and something about your loved one, and then Josh does the rest. He's just amazing. They can repair all types of jewelry, too. And it's not just the stuff that Josh creates, because they have designer pieces from all around the world in their showroom. They're located just off the Atlanta Highway, not too far from Walgreens at Atlanta Highway and Brown Springs Road. Closed today, as I mentioned, but they're open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 6 and Saturday 10 to 3. So experience the difference at Dylan Rings.
And good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning.
Where's Jeff? Where's Greg?
I guess he's on the road. I don't know.
Yeah, he got on the road at 2:30.
Early this morning.
Yeah.
Headed to Floridia.
I think that's the best thing, though, is that he got on the road early, can take his time getting down there.
Yeah. Originally, his intention was to leave after this morning show. Yeah. That changed. I don't know when that changed.
That changed when you were gone.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
When he was ill, then you were ill. Finally, he said, "Damn it, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna leave Monday morning.
I'm not gonna risk getting ill again."
That's right.
Yeah. No, mine was, that was a weird fever. It lasted all of maybe a day in the high range. Uh-huh. Not even a day. It lasted a few hours in the high range, and then sporadically throughout the next day, you know, low grade.
Right.
That was it, and then it was gone. And he came with nothing of, you know, I wasn't congested, I wasn't coughing, I wasn't...
But you said you were achy and you slept a lot.
That was it. I felt achy and I slept a lot.
I feel like you, by staying home, probably cut
then,
it off.
Then I got something different.
You had coughing,
yeah. Hacking, sore throat, and runny nose.
God, we're all dying over here.
So it may have been the same bug that mutated. I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, we're all better today. Assuming. I don't know. How are you, Emily? You're the only one we haven't heard from.
I'm fine.
Yeah, that's a face of confidence.
Typical stuff. I'm fine.
Sorry. You can't see the face of confidence that we saw.
Greg's not here to cook his breakfast, so we got Jimmy Dean out of the grave.
We'll survive. We're going to be okay.
He came back out of the grave, and he prepared a couple of biscuits.
Let me fix you some sausage. It was very good, by the way. Thank you for that, Jimmy Dean. I appreciate it. You can go back to your grave now.
You're going
to
do sausage balls one morning? What morning do you want to do that? Pick a morning.
I was going to say Friday morning, but you're not going to be here Friday morning.
Perfect.
Oh, good.
More.
Oh, yeah, you just do that on Friday morning.
No, I was just trying to think schedule-wise. We have a lot going on this week.
I know.
I have a lot going on that's going to keep me out past my bedtime.
You don't have to do it.
Oh, no, but I want to make sausage balls.
One morning, I'm going to do a breakfast casserole. Not for me, but I'm going to get a good one from Pepper Tree.
Oh.
Nice.
And then cook it before I leave the house. And
Yeah. What's in their breakfast casserole?
Oh, good stuff.
I don't think I've ever had one of their breakfast casseroles.
They have different ones, and I'll pick one.
All right. Well, good. So anyway, what do we got coming up? We've got, we got your entertainment news as far as what the box office was this weekend.
Toy Story.
Yeah, well, who didn't know that that was going to be
big deal,
the number one? And also a very big box office opening as well for that one.
I mean, my four-year-old nephew has known about it and counted down to it since Christmas.
That's cool.
And has he gone yet?
Yes. My kid sister came down from Tennessee and hung out with him this weekend, and she took him to see it.
Men in Black is struggling.
It's horrible.
Struggling.
What? She need to go?
I'll be right back.
Okay. Well, while he's gone, we're going to get our traffic, our news, our first break in.
All right.
And then come back with more after this.
Good morning. Montgomery Skywatch is checking out your traffic on this Monday morning, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. The Boulevard traffic is starting to build up just a little bit, but there are no problems for you. If you're traveling on I-65 or on I-85 this morning, the traffic is up at a speed limit right, and we don't see any issues for you on the 31s. Fall semester classes at Trentham State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trentham State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
It's my policy to never suggest you spend money where I haven't spent my own. And that's why I'm a proud three-time purchaser at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars, and suggest the next time you have need for an extra vehicle or you have a new driver in the family, you start your shopping with Tip Tames and that incredible team they've got at Jack Ingram. First of all, it's not going to be like your typical or what you perceive to be your typical used car shopping experience. The utmost in professionalism. They have a great inventory of all types of vehicles. In fact, I bought basically what was a brand new Rogue, but it was a signature used car with only 2,000 miles on it. I was able to get the full 100,000 bumper-to-bumper mileage. And you know what else I did? I lowered my payment by $130 a month. I'll tell you, that is a great team of people there, and we are not once, but twice, but three times very happy with the deals we got at Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass, but you can browse online because they're proud of those cars. They've all got good vehicle histories, beautiful gleaming bodies, and you can shop with confidence because the Ingram team of mechanics has carefully vetted the quality of the engine in every single vehicle. JackIngram.com, or stop by and see Tip and his team. The Budells have done it three times, and we will be back.
bigger, better than ever. It's the Kaiser Fine Furnishings 4th of July sale. Prices are marked an additional 20% off. They're already 40% off discounted prices. Save on a rustic king bed was $17.59. Now only $7.59. Or a square pub table with four stools was $14.59. July 4th priced at $6.39. These examples of savings you'll find store-wide at Kaiser. Most everything in stock is ready for delivery. Check out our huge selection on recliners. All on sale. Shop Wiser by Kaiser during the 4th of July sale. Now through July 6th on the Wetumpka Highway.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Auburn University's Board of Trustees has voted to recommend Jay Gouge as the university's interim president. If confirmed, Gouge will replace outgoing president Stephen Leith, who is leaving after 2 years on the job. Gouge earlier served for 10 years as Auburn's 18th president. A member of the famous Tuskegee Airmen has died. Lieutenant Colonel Robert Friend died last Friday in Southern California. He flew 142 combat missions during World War II. He was 99 years old. And another candidate has joined the race for Montgomery mayor. Activist and business owner David Sadler made it official Saturday. Sadler says his platform is unity for the capital city. The election for Montgomery mayor is August 27th. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
So at this point,
yeah,
would be the most electrifying story.
It's electric.
Yeah, could you sing that for me, please?
It's electric.
While I try to find... I don't think I need to find that at all anymore. You both are going to have to do that every single day.
Can we record that and just put it on the hot key?
I think so. Yeah, it would be great, actually. So the one I've got here is about the ugliest dog competition. They still have ugliest dog competitions.
Yes, they do.
And who was the winner of this one?
I haven't seen the picture yet.
I haven't seen the picture of
them
either.
I look forward to you trying to describe this on the air to the listeners since they can't see.
Yeah, I know.
Because, you know, picture things are hard on radio.
You can start by saying, it's this dog who's not very good looking.
Think Bailey, but opposite.
The anti-Bailey.
Right, I know.
The anti-Bailey?
Oh, wait, that's Dog the Bounty Hunter. No, that's not the one I'm looking for.
Oh, what's going on with his wife?
She's in a medically induced coma.
What's wrong with Beth?
Beth Chapman is in a medically induced... This is no way in relation to the ugliest dog competition.
And I didn't hear this.
She is in a medically... She was hospitalized with a choking emergency that was brought on by her throat cancer.
Oh, no.
So she's in a medically induced coma. She has been battling throat cancer for years. Yeah. That's what we know.
Bless her heart.
On his wife. I had no idea anything was going on. Are you trying to look up the picture of that dog?
I'm multitasking.
It's doing weather stuff.
Weather I just said...
This morning we are monitoring a complex of storms coming out of Mississippi. Some of the storms are strong. If these storms hold together, we'll be watching them as they enter Alabama. That's what I just did.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate the... there it is. The 31st Annual World's Ugliest Dog Contest happened this weekend in California. The winner was a small mutt who really isn't that ugly, that they say. The signature features are bug eyes and disheveled hair, some of which was matted into dreadlocks.
Bailey, would you like dreadlocks?
That actually could, she, might be kind of cool.
She got groomed on Friday with Gypsy.
Oh, really?
Gypsy Poodle. And she smells and great, and she's so soft.
Let's see, the winner, small mutt, named Scamp the Tramp.
Oh, shut up! Are you serious?
I am actually not kidding.
Let me tell you why I say that.
Okay.
Okay, so we're up at the lake, and there's this little camper. It's called a Scamp. I had never heard of it before.
Yeah, I've seen Scamp.
So I got on this whole kick of getting a little trailer for us, or a little camper for us, a little Scamp camper for us, and calling it Scamp the Tramp. Like the little tramp, like little Charlie Chaplin.
There's nothing wrong with that dog.
I really hate when you don't pay attention to me at all and just gloss over anything I say.
We have. I have to interrupt, and I'm sorry. I must interrupt at this point.
Okay.
We just got the I-10. I say again, we just got the I-10 text from Greg. This is a thing you and I have gone.
There it is.
About the monotonous, horrifyingly monotonous I-10 and sunrise on the horizon, and he's probably listening to us right now. So
when you get that picture, does that mean that he is on? He just got on I-10, or just somewhere on it?
And well, it can be anywhere on I-10. We don't have a rule on that.
Okay,
I'll go back and look at the books. But yes, so repeating again, Greg is on I-10 and the sun is rising. Now we return you back to our regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, so Scamp the Tramp has short, stubby legs, has no teeth, but he's not that ugly. Looking at the picture on the screen there,
where
he's got his you don't have a Google Scamp the Tramp.
Well, it's not going to be fun for people listening to try to describe it. Scamp the Tramp.
Have a winner, and the winner's right here.
I am shocked and happy for him. He deserves it for everything that he does for everybody else.
Ugly is a four-letter word, and so is cute. And when you can combine the two, doggone it, you got a great, great ugly dog.
There are humans that look like
but,
that.
You know, that dog in that picture you showed me is ugly in a cute kind of way.
Right? He's got a derp face on, you know?
A derp
He's
face?
He's got a little derpy face.
Lord.
His tongue sticking out like... Bleh. He kind of looks like a... You ever seen Gremlins?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good point. That's a good point. That's true.
Is that one of those 80 movies you still haven't seen yet? You've never seen Gremlins?
No, leave me alone.
Well, put it on the list.
I have a life to live.
It's a wonderful life.
That's something you haven't seen yet either.
I'll get around to it. Yeah. I mean, I watched all three of those Blade movies, not Blade Runner.
Let me assign you a project. You watch It's a Wonderful Life. You watch...
You watch
Wizard
yourself.
Of Oz.
You
of
watch
Oz.
Yourself.
No, the full way through.
Put up your weather station. That watch.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
Yeah, watch videos on how to set up your weather station.
I'm going to go ahead and put that weather station up just so you'll have nothing else to hold over me. And I'm looking at Emily when I say this, not Rich, because he doesn't hold it over me.
I can help you help yourself.
She just has that one thing. Like, you go put up your weather station. Oh, yeah, well, you watch a bunch of movies.
I'll find something else. Trust me.
If I held it over you, I would actually bolt it in.
That'd be nice. Can you come over and do that? It'd be really great if you would. Okay. What do we got coming up next? We got traffic, and then we're going to do the timeline coming up.
In the RTSOB?
Yes, and I've got that all lined up as well. Yep, we're all good to go on that, and we'll be back with the timeline.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Good morning. Montgomery Skywatch is checking out your traffic on this Monday morning, and things look pretty good out on the roadways. The Boulevard traffic is starting to build up just a little bit, but there are no problems for you. If you're traveling on I-65 or on I-85 this morning, the traffic is up at a speed limit right, and we don't see any issues for you on the 31s. Fall semester classes at Trentham State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trentham State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
One thing I've learned about people that have done well with money, they've had good advice and they plan. Now, if you're somebody who has really sort of managed your own money and you're not happy with where you're sitting, or you've got goals in mind that you would like to achieve, reach out for the best help available. That's the team at McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management. Call 387-0094 and schedule a conversation, because that's really what it is. There's no sales pitch in this, nothing menacing or intimidating, just a brilliant brain trust that's devoted 24/7 to not only keeping an eye on the news that affects all of us and all of our money, but to put together plans for you, to help you achieve your goals of a comfortable retirement, making sure you have the money to get your kid through school, or just to have something to fall back on for a rainy day. Start an investment portfolio. Whatever your goals, it's certainly worth the time to sit down with Brant McDonald and that team and talk to them about it. 387-0094. That's 387-0094. McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224. Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now with the timeline, here's... it's for Monday. Rich Thomas.
Thank you very much, substitute announcer.
You're welcome.
It's the 175th day of the year. There are 190 days remaining. Today is Swim a Lap Day. It is the unofficial holiday celebrating the ancient sport of swimming and encourages people to engage in it for purpose of exercise. You know, in not so ancient times, people used to do that with hardly anything or nothing on.
And if you went to high school in Chicago.
Ugh, creepy.
There are a couple of presidents that used... Oh, yeah, yeah, Greg's thing. There's a couple of presidents that used to swim in the Potomac naked.
Oh.
Yeah. This is National Pralines Day. I don't know about pralines. It's Please Take My Children to Work Day.
Please take my children.
Please take my children.
Is that like, take my wife, please? The old Henny Youngman joke? 72 years ago, in 1947, search and rescue pilot Kenneth Arnold of Boise, Idaho, said he spotted 9 UFOs over Mount Rainier, Washington. He described the flight pattern as similar to saucers skipping across the water. So, newspapers picked that up, and they used the word flying saucers for the first time. That's how that started. 1957, I Love Lucy airs its last episode on CBS. 1953, Jacqueline Bouvier and Senator John F. Kennedy announced
Bouvier, Kennedy,
their engagement. They did it in Nicaragua.
Oh, here we go.
I just thought of Bouvier, Kennedy. Ah, oui, oui. Saga Marie.
Now, our song of the day, so stand by. On this first day of... it's not the first day of summer, but it was recently the first day of summer.
Let it be.
How about something from Mungo Jerry? It was actually number one on this day in 1970. The writer Ray Dorsett said it took 10 minutes to write it. Unbelievable, 10 million copies sold. Such a carefree, happy song. So kick back and smile. And if you're on I-10 listening to this morning, enjoy it. It's In the Summertime.
In the summertime, when the weather is hot, you can stretch right up and touch the sky. When the weather's fine, you got women on your mind. Have a drink, have a drive, go out and see what you can find. You feel speed along the lane, you go down or return to 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We love people, we love dirty, we love mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
There you go, some Mungo Jerry. And later this week, we'll do all his big hits. Oh, wait a minute.
Well, we're done.
That's it. 32 years ago today, in 1987, Spaceballs was released by Rick Moranis as the large Schwartz dark helmet, John Candy as Barf, and Mighty Jim G. Bullock as Prince Valium.
I haven't seen that one either.
It's silly, but it's silly kind of airplane humor. But
based on Star Wars.
Ah, okay. All
What's
right.
the matter, Colonel Sanders? Chicken? 25 years ago in 1994, The Lion King released. Later earned Elton John Oscar for Best Original Song, Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Be Once is singing the theme for the live-action remake. It'll be in the theaters on July 19th. 22 years ago in 1997, Halle Berry, who we have a story on this morning, divorced baseball player David Justice. Good-looking couple, but this is the day they got divorced. We have standby for a Halle Berry story in the Cheap and Trashy. This is the day in 97 that the U.S. Air Force sent out a report on what really happened in Roswell, New Mexico, exactly 50 years earlier. Probably a weather balloon. Well, wasn't an alien spacecraft. 1998 on this date, Turkey's Constitutional Court ruled that adultery was no longer a crime for ladies. Before that, they could go to prison if they were caught cheating. 9 years ago in 2010, longest match in tennis history took place at Wimbledon. Oh, that's right. That's coming up this week here. John Isner defeated Nicolas Mohat of France. They probably say that in a French kind of way. Mohat. 11 hours and 5 minutes. 8 years ago in 2011, Cars 2 released on this date.
Ah, that wasn't very good at all.
Birthdays today.
None?
Did I not edit these? Singer Kurt Smith is 58. Tears for Fears. Shout, shout, let it all out. And everybody runs to rule the world. Mick Fleetwood is 72 today. Why is that funny?
It was a giggle from Emily.
Why is that funny?
You ever watch Mick Fleetwood when he drums? Like, if you go back and watch that thing they did in like 97 or whatever when they reunited, he seems like the happiest guy drumming.
Well, if you do the kind of drugs he does, you might be happy too. Jeff Beck is 75 today. I think he plays the guitar.
Maybe.
He's one of the best ever. Yardbirds, Jeff Beck Group. And Al from Happy Days would have had a birthday today. Al Molinaro died in 2015. Countdowns, we're 10 days away. We're just 10 days away to the 4th of July.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 67 days till SEC college football.
Hallelujah.
94 days till birthday season begins. Thanksgiving meal on the table. Set your clock. 157 days away. And Christmas, T-minus 184 days away. That's your timeline this morning. You got the close?
I do.
Good boy.
So, thanks, Rich. Can I go to the bathroom now?
Here's a treat.
All right. What do we have? I don't know. We have plenty of time to do something now. Do you want to do? Do you want to do your weather?
Sure.
And get the weather out of the way here.
Absolutely.
Let's see. Let's do that then.
All right. Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
If you had a chance to watch my morning video this morning, it's kind of an interesting situation. We have a complex of storms coming out of Mississippi, some of which are strong. There's a few warnings over in Mississippi. These storms will come into Alabama. Will they hold together or fall apart? Well, it's hard to say, but in other words, we could see some storms here by mid-morning here locally. Some of the storms could be on the strong side, perhaps. Otherwise, a sun and cloud mix today, another hot and humid day with a high around 94, triple-digit heat indices again. The storms will fade out tonight, low 74. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, highs in the low to mid-90s, scattered mainly afternoon and evening storms around. Rain chances will go up a few notches by Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. In fact, showers and thunderstorms are a good bet, and that could affect some weekend plans next weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Right now this morning, 94% relative humidity. Air you can wear. It's 77 now with a little mist in the air at 637.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It was the air you can wear.
I
think that was the one that got us.
You know what's getting me right now and frightening me a good deal?
That thing is starting to pulsate a lot.
Yeah, the light above my head is...
The light above your head looks so cute. Oh, you mean this one over here?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the halo.
Oh, please.
It's been going a little wackadoo up there.
Not fooling anybody.
If there was like a 3.0 earthquake right now, would that come down on Emily?
I would think so.
In the earthquake prone area that we're in.
Well, believe it or not, we sort of are.
I know we are. I think we got time for traffic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a gamble.
Yeah, we can make it.
No, they have any meeting.
We can do it.
Their 2 minute break.
Montgomery Skywatch, looking at your Monday morning traffic, and it's a good time to be headed to work this morning. There's not a lot of traffic out there with you. We see traffic building up on the boulevard, but everybody's moving along, just slowing down around the traffic lights. If you are on the interstates, I-65 and I-85 have the traffic moving at a speed limit ride, and there are no delays currently coming into town on the 31s. If you headed into Maxwell on the airbase gate, it's pretty crowded there. Also, right around the corner on Kelly Street, so be careful there. And there's a pretty big crowd headed into the Gunner Annex over on Congressman William Dickinson. Prime Limited leasing space beside Walmart is currently available in Premier Place Shopping Center on Cobbs Ford Road. For further information, contact David McClinton at 270-9177. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right.
So are you going to be happy to be in the star chair this morning?
Sure. What is our topic?
Our topic is...
Stuff.
Top 10 annoying flight passengers. You know the ones that are sneezing, hacking.
Whoa.
That's the germ spreader.
Then, I have a Greg story about flying.
Oh, good.
When I was when I thought I was probably that annoying passenger. I've talked about it before.
Yeah. Where you were in the middle and you
I was
didn't
the
know
middle seat and
you
I took
didn't know
a,
if you le- were leaning or
I took a pill to go to sleep, right. And I fell asleep the entire flight.
I just think it's funny you said I have a Greg story.
Yeah,
he's probably listening right now.
Normally I have nothing to contribute.
He's either listening to us or he's listening to NFB radio.
I'm glad this is our topic. There was a great experience on the flight from Atlanta to Louisville with a Delta crew that I actually sent. You know, people complain all the time. I sent in a compliment to Delta.
Oh.
About their...
Then there's the drunk passenger, the guy that smells, the inattentive parent.
Oh, man.
And the seat kicker.
I had the seat leaner backer.
Oh, yeah.
Good morning. Right. Yeah. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Are you planning on flying anytime this summer? If so, you need to learn to avoid these certain types of passengers.
Yeah, a new survey released the results of its 2019 airplane and hotel etiquette study. This is from Expedia.com. It says the people to avoid on a plane include the germ spreader, the seat kicker, the drunk, the aromatic, and the inattentive parent. All right, there's a lot
That's
to talk
everybody.
Who do you sit beside?
Yeah.
There's a lot to talk about this, so let's hear from three men and a lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
And when they talk about aromatic, I don't think they mean smelling good, do they?
Yeah, right, yeah.
not exactly,
Yikes.
Right?
Nice and odorful.
We're Gregless this morning, but you had an experience.
I think I was that annoying passenger. I don't know, actually. I took a red eye from San Francisco.
Yeah.
I think. I can't remember. This was years ago.
Yeah.
I took a red eye from San Francisco back here. Mm-hmm. And it was the first time I'd ever done that. So, in order to deal with that and then get up and go to work the next day, popped a sleeping pill.
Okay.
And I don't know what happened between, we never got off the runway before I was out. Now, I was the middle, so we were in it was the three seat aisle or whatever it was. Oh, I was the middle seat in between these two guys, and I don't know their names. Seriously, I was out. And then I fell asleep before we took off, and then I was woken up by one of the flight attendants saying, "Sir, we've landed. We need you to get off the plane." I don't remember any of the flight. I have no idea if I'd leaned over and laid my head on one of these guys' shoulders.
Or drooled.
I don't know
what
if I drooled.
Snored.
I don't know if I snored.
Pretzels.
I don't know if things happened.
One of them wrapped them up.
That things happen when you sleep and you don't know about it. I don't know if any of that took place. I don't know. No idea.
How was your Louisville flight the other day?
Going to Louisville was awesome. There was a great crew with Delta from the Atlanta to Louisville flight. Mm-hmm. That there was an upset kid, and the mom was doing everything she could to get him to calm down. And it was really just when they were coming over the speaker to tell you the safety procedures and
right.
stuff, it scared him. But one of the flight crew, his name was Justin. He squatted down, got down on the kid's level. Had to be 3 or 4 years old, and was like, "Look, man, I brought you a blanket that matches your shirt, and if you just want to take a nap, we'll be in Kentucky before you know it." Like, he did a great job. And so instead, I know that people complain a lot, but I sent a note to Delta. It was like, "This crew was awesome, and you've got good folks." On the way back from Louisville, y'all said seat kicker.
Yeah.
I had the dude that kept jerking back in his seat
right.
and knocking my knees because I'm tall.
Yeah.
So I have no leg room.
Yeah. I had a great flight to and from San Diego last week, but we've all had the screaming child mm-hmm. to deal with, and I didn't have to deal with that this time. It was a great flight, but that's the worst.
Usually don't when you're, flying first class.
You were fancy pants on that flight.
I spent a couple of extra bucks.
What you pay for.
Yeah.
I had a moment to upgrade from one flight to another to upgrade into first class, and I was like, we're only going to be in the air 56 minutes. I don't want to spend the money to upgrade for an
if
hour
it's,
flight.
Yeah, if it's a short flight, I'll stay. But if it's a long flight, I will try to upgrade.
Andrew, did you fly out west?
Yes, I did. I didn't drive all the way to Montana. I wouldn't need a lot of time to work. All those flights were fine, though. I will say I was the annoying passenger the first time that I flew home to Charlotte from Montgomery. I was used to being on a little bit bigger of an airplane.
Right.
And so I was in row 25 or something, and it was AA or A. And so I was AA, and so I thought that I had to go past the first 25. And I got to the back of the plane and realized that I needed to go all the way back up to the front because I'd missed my seat.
Yeah.
And so I told the first person, I was like, "I got to get back up there." And then I end up having to pass everyone, and they were all very annoyed with me. And I was pretty embarrassed, to be honest.
And we got through this whole segment without a Greg story. How about that?
I tried.
Yeah, you did.
Jay tried to lead with his style of Greg story.
Tried to throw one in.
Yeah, but you didn't say in Miami or Chicago.
We'll work on that for tomorrow and see if we can find some next story. But until then, you guys have a great one.
You too.
I see you.
And to hear more from 3 Men and a Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1.
Greg, they
Monday
said that.
Friday, starting
we
at 6.
Didn't say that.
Oh, man, that was good. He's always got a zinger.
Yeah.
And he's so subtle about it, too. It's such a subtle.
Yes.
There's no fanfare. He just slips it in there.
He's kind of a laid-back guy, and he'll just throw these in. That was good.
All right, when we come back, we'll do the Cheap and Trashy. We'll have the entertainment news for you, whatever we're going to have there. What? You're laughing.
I got a meme sent to me from my friend Jacqueline, not Greg's Jacqueline.
Right.
We always karaoke Space Oddity by David Bowie.
Yeah, I love it.
Right, but she sent me a picture of a Pomeranian in a NASA suit. It says ground control to Major Pom.
Oh.
Take your heartworm pills and put your collar on. Oh, man. It's funny to only me.
Yep.
For years, people have gotten acquainted with the best lunches and dinners, the most original recipes on the planet, at Baumhauer's. Did you know that they also serve breakfast? Downtown at 201 Union. Get a head start on your day. Get downtown a little bit early. Park for free in the RSA building at 201 Union. And go to the restaurant on the first floor and experience a Baumhauer's breakfast. Big stack of pancakes, Kaneka meats, Jimmy Dean sausage, biscuits, whatever you like for breakfast, they've got it. And you know how Baumhauer's is with portions. You'll walk out of there feeling very full. Juice, coffee, 38 screens to pick from to watch whatever you choose, news, sports. It's all there. Baumhauer's downtown. Try it for breakfast. Open at 7 o'clock Monday through Friday and for lunch till 2. And, of course, the Boulevard Baumhauer's for lunch and dinner. Go to Baumhauer's.com for more menu and hours information.
He's a Grammy Award-winning multi-platinum selling artist, and he's coming to Montgomery Sunday, September 8th. Boz Scaggs. Impact Live presents Boz Scaggs Sunday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. The dirty lowdown. Boz Scaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Sunday, September 8th. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. Come join the City of Prattville for their 18th annual 4th of July celebration. The parade begins at 9 a.m. and winds its way through downtown. Afterwards, take part in the Lions Club barbecue at Pratt Park and the cardboard boat races at the City Pool. Gates open at 6 p.m. at Stanley Jensen Stadium for the fireworks presentation. There will be a concert by Established, a children's play area, and food vendors on site. Admission is free. For more info, call the Parks and Rec Department at 595-0800 or visit PrattvilleAL.gov. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
You post, pin, blog, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $24.99 a month. It's WOW's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $24.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOW-WAY-2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Ah!
Hollywood Hotel. Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trashy as we look over our entertainment news from the weekend. Toy what?
Go ahead.
I was just going over the box office reports.
Go over the box office.
Because Toy Story 4, unsurprisingly, was the number one movie in theaters this weekend. $118 million. That seems low for a Toy Story, but maybe
you
not.
You think so?
I don't know. Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know.
I was impressed with that number.
Well, let's see.
Toy Story of weekends past.
Yeah, I don't have...
I'm looking it up.
Yeah, look at that. Heading into the weekend, it seemed headed for 140 to 150 million opening, while it had the biggest opening of a Toy Story movie on the surface. If you adjust for inflation, it fell below what Toy Story 3 made 9 years ago. I didn't know that
How
movie.
How much?
110 million.
Yeah,
if for you, Toy Story 3.
Yeah, it said if you adjust for inflation that...
Oh, I see. Adjust. Yeah, I got you.
That's where it comes out on top. So it was better than the others. Not obviously by much. And they expected a lot more, apparently. But 118, that's good.
So I'm looking at... What is Child's Play? What is that?
That's the murderous doll.
Oh, that's no. That's Chucky.
No. Oh.
They made his eyes way big.
Oh, no.
From the...
So it's the Twilight Zone remake? Is that from the story?
No.
The Chucky movie.
There was a series of movies in
Yeah. I got you.
So it's just a... It's kind of like when they did Pet Sematary. Just recently, they redid Pet Sematary. Child's Play came in at $14 million at number two. Aladdin still holding strong at number three. That's doing better than I think anybody thought it would as far as staying in the top
right.
10, much less the top five.
And Men in Black is doing awful.
Men in Black dropped to number four, only did $10 million. It's gotten $52 million.
What did it cost to make 110?
I have no idea. Probably a lot.
I think 110, and so it's way under... It's losing money right now.
Secret Life Pets at number five. Rocket Man.
That's cute. That's a cute movie. I didn't see the new one, but I saw the first one. That was really cute. Yeah.
Rocket Man still holding strong at six.
See, I don't have a strong desire to see that one like I did with Bohemian Rhapsody.
It's not that kind of blockbuster like Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't care to see it because of the way it's been described.
Did you ever see that old... it's not an old movie. It's not... It's been around for a little while, but it wasn't about the Beatles, but it included Beatles music, Across the Universe.
I'm
a Beatles fan, and
they covered it. They covered those songs.
I wasn't thrilled.
So
I wasn't thrilled about that.
Across the Universe and Rocket Man are very similar.
Oh, okay.
In a sense,
I gotcha.
There's part of a story, and then they break into singing and dancing like a Broadway play.
Yeah, it is a musical, no doubt. About that at all.
It's not my jam right now.
Never go to a musical about No Doubt.
That would be very interesting.
What else we have? Halle Berry's house.
Somebody broke into her house?
They tried to steal her house.
This guy was a 59-year-old guy who says he had the lease and
showed up with a falsified deed and a locksmith.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's crazy stuff.
Oh, man.
That's crazy stuff.
He showed up in L.A. back in January. He was messing around with the locks. He was chased off by the gardener, and then he came back and brought a locksmith. He argued that he was the new owner of the house, and he had the deed to prove it. She called 911, and so did he. He already had one of the locks changed, and he told the cops that her people were trespassing on his property.
Crack don't smoke itself.
They discovered that the deed was faked. He was arrested and hit with a felony count. What draws you to do this?
That's insane.
Right? Like, what happens if somebody shows up at your house? And you're not Halle Berry?
I'll call my landlord and be like, hey, we have a situation.
Andrew Dice Clay and Roseanne Barr are going to go on a tour.
This is good for them.
I think so. The Mr. and Mrs. America tour.
That quote of, when people ask about what she said, I say she's a comic. We got to stop policing comedians.
This is America.
This is America.
I was looking ahead. We have a lot of stupid news later.
Celebrities that are going to get a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame next year. Julia Roberts, Chris Hemsworth, Spike Lee, Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle doesn't seem like a Hollywood Walk of Fame kind of guy.
No, he doesn't.
It may be on a side street in Hollywood.
50 Cent, same thing. He doesn't seem like a Hollywood Walk of Fame kind of guy either.
Don't you have to pay?
You do.
That?
Your management team usually takes care of that.
Oh, so like so do they select you and then you have to pay the fee?
It's probably like an Emmy. You get the Emmy certificate, then you have to buy the stupid Emmy.
Oh. Twice.
Yeah, twice.
Sorry, Rich.
Kevin Costner revealed that it's not really Whitney Houston he's carrying in the poster for The Bodyguard. He said, she'd gone home and that was her double and her right. head was buried into my shoulder, right. which was appropriate anyway. She was frightened.
So the whole movie, he didn't do any scenes with her. He just did it with the double.
I didn't know there was beef between Nicki Minaj and Miley Cyrus, but apparently there is.
Oh, I didn't know that you followed that.
I don't. It's just on here on the page that I'm looking at. Nicki Minaj called Miley Cyrus a Purdue chicken.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Miley responded by saying, thank you for the mention, but...
I'm a Tyson chicken?
Like, but we don't know nothing about beef.
Okay.
I'm so confused.
Alice Cooper has a death pact.
With his wife. Yeah.
He and his wife of 43 years have a death pact.
They're going to go at the same time.
There is no way of surviving without each other. I couldn't live without her. We've made a pact. We're going to go together.
What? No.
He's going to be in Montgomery, assuming this death pact doesn't...
Stop.
Doesn't
right.
We'd like to announce that instead of him tonight, we got the Kelsos.
What a letdown.
Right?
Man, that's heavy.
And I think that'll be your cheap and trashy there.
Think that'll cover it.
You got anything there?
I ain't got nothing. I'm worried about Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife, but I can't stop thinking about the South Park song when Cartman's the bounty hunter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Nobody ever knows.
It's been a long time.
I am the dog, the big bad dog.
It's been a long time since I've seen that.
Later on, we'll talk about... lady who was on a Air Canada flight fell asleep and was left on the plane.
Just like Jay Scott.
Yeah.
How do you get... No, they come around. They're supposed to look through the...
I don't know how that happened.
I don't either.
Then the guy who threw poop at the judge in a trial. We'll talk about a woman in Arizona who left her 9-year-old son at McDonald's while she could go gamble.
Oh, no.
And some other weird stuff on Stupid News later.
Well, all right.
We're good.
Yeah, well, all right then.
What do we do now, Jay?
I don't like any of the conundrum possibilities.
Is that like what you emailed?
Yeah. You want to you can.
Oh, did you print them? I feel like we've done that first one.
Yeah, I think we did.
I don't.
Jay, what are you going to do? It's up to you now.
No, I'm going to look at the the questions that he sent. I didn't get a chance to look at them earlier. You say you think we've done all of those?
I think the top one we did. Yeah, I think so.
I think we have done that first.
David Ortiz, recovery going well. He's been released from intensive care now.
Another person's died in the Dominican Republic.
Another one?
It's 11 people now.
I'll tell you what, not only is this just too weird, in other news, I bet you could get a really good deal on an all-inclusive resort in the Dominican Republic right now.
I have family that had a trip plan there, like a destination wedding plan there, and they've had to change everything.
I know people.
How soon was that?
Yeah. Huh?
How soon was that?
It's in a couple of months, but they had to go ahead and change everything and move it.
I'm gonna have a seizure with that light.
This is gonna. blinking on and off. This is going to affect tourism for millions and millions of dollars worth.
Oh, yeah, just
in
like,
the Dominican Republic.
Yeah. Oh, awful.
You think it's a conspiracy?
Did they ever come out with the results of what was happening in the mini bars?
Not yet.
Has anybody here ever been to the Dominican Republic?
No.
No, I've done Jamaica twice and Cancun once.
I've done Cancun one time.
Yeah, I was planning that trip to
Bahamas 9 times.
The one that's in the...
Has anybody ever